So Tolkien. Yeah. All right. So let's go back to the Tolkien over here. So what were we doing? So we were discussing the altar yesterday, right? That's where we left off with the altar, and whether everyone agrees to that this heter, that if you do it miyad, just like you have such a thing when it comes to borer, that when it comes to tolkien, that miyad is a thing. That if you do something for immediate benefit, then that's going to be mutter. So the problem with the heter of the altar is raised by the Chazanish. Chazanish doesn't like this kula. But he says, you know, naniach that you accept that there's such a thing called the altar, there is a serious limitation on the altar. Chaznish tells us as follows. There's a tosefta in the end of Shabbos that a person is not allowed to be merasek certain fruits for a zakein. Te'enim or whatever, you're not allowed to be merasek. What does merasek mean? So pashas means to crush up. You're not allowed to crush up fruits because the zakein needs to eat something that's a little more pulverized, that's a little more mashed up. They're unable to eat solid foods. Unfortunately, this is what happens, you know, I mean, I guess it beats the alternative. You know, getting old beats, my father always says, getting old beats the alternative. But when you get old, right, this is what happens sometimes. I remember when Rabbi Maurice Lamb, Zichrono Livracha, lived around the corner from me, I went to visit him on Shabbos HaGadol. You know, asked him for a bracha for Hatzlach on the Shabbos HaGadol drasha because he was a master darshan. I figured it was a good bracha to get. So he expressed to me how sad he was that he wasn't going to be able to eat a gezayis matzah. He said because he could just couldn't. He had a trachea and he couldn't. He said there's no way I'm going to be able to eat a gezayis matzah. So I introduced him to soft matzah, to svardi matzah. So he said, no, that can't be mutter. So I showed him Rav Shachter's tshuva that it's mutter. He said, if Rav Herschel says it's mutter, then I'll eat it. Then I'll try it. So I gave him my Sephardi matzah that year. And then he told me afterwards it was the nastiest thing he's ever tasted. Please don't give it to me next year. But we tried. So you have a zaken who's unable to eat, you know, to eat certain things. So you need to mash it up for them. So Tosefta says that you're not allowed to be merasik certain fruits for zakenim. So according to the Rashba, what do you mean? Why not? Just do it the altar. Just do it miyad. Just do it right before you feed it to them, and everything's gonna be okay. So and the Pashal Tosefta, it's l'fnei hazakenim. Chazanish says it says that you're doing it in front of the zakenim. What are you doing it in front of them if it's for later on? You're just like teasing them. Oh, this is gonna be tomorrow's meal. No, you're crushing it for them. You're obviously doing it right then because you're gonna feed it to them right now. So Chazanish says that it must be that when it comes to risuk, it's for sure asur. I mean, there is no heter of the altar. Even if you're going to agree that there's such a heter of the altar, which I don't agree to, but even if there's going to be such a heter of the altar, says Chazanish, it can only be on cutting things into small pieces. It can't be onto total pulverizing something. When you're totally pulverizing something, that is like, that's tochein to the nth degree, and there's no heter of the altar on tochein to such a degree. Even the altar won't help when you're dealing with real pounding and crushing of something. Cutting up food for immediate use would be mutter because that's derech achila. So it makes sense that the altar is going to work as a derech achila because that's the way you eat. You eat by cutting up food. But you don't eat by pulverizing food. And since that's not a normal way to eat, that's derech tchina. It's not derech achila. The altar is not going to help because that's the whole part of the altar is that it's derech achila. The entire Rashba was only about cutting vegetables, which isn't really tochein objectively. So you have such a cool lovely altar. But when you're totally crushing something, that's real tochein. And when it comes to real tochein, there's no hat of the altar. As always, Chaznish, so says Chaznish. Chaznish then takes it a step further. You always have to be careful with the step further, right? Meaning, even if, you know, when a person makes a multi-leveled argument, you always have to look at it like, okay, this is where the argument, because I accept point one, does that mean I necessarily have to accept point two? I pointed out in the past, Rav Shachter told us when I was in this year, I remember he told us once about someone who was showing off. Someone starting a new yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, and he was showing off that he does the brisker derech, but he takes it one step further. Takes the brisker derech one step further. So Rav Shachter gave the mashal. He said, if you take the A train to YU, and then you take it one step further, you're not further in YU. you're not like deeper into the base medrash. You know, sometimes one step further, and you end up further away. So the Chaznish takes the idea one step further. We'll have to judge, right, what we think about each one. And he quotes a Gemara in Shabbos Kufnun Hay that Ein Maraskin Charuvin V'Shachas. There are other things that they use for animals in Shabbos, that you're not allowed to crush these things up. And the Gemara says, you know why? because mashvi ochel, you're turning something that wasn't an ochel into an ochel, or because of tircha, something like that, some sort of derabbanan issue. That the reason you're not allowed to crush up this animal fodder is because by crushing up the animal fodder, you're doing some sort of issur derabbanan. According to what the Chazon Ish says, there should be a tochin issue. Forget about it. Issur derabbanan. You mean issur daraisa? You mean tochin? So he says the Gemara was talking about being merasik into big pieces. That's why it's not an issue of tochin. Or maybe he was talking about just softening something and not completely mashing it. So it comes out, risuk is an issue even if being done the altar. But if it's normal cutting, it's not going to be problematic if it's done the altar. So the Gra learned that Gemara entirely differently. The Gemara says that being merasik foods is only going to be nisud rabban, it's not going to be nisud daraisa. So says the Gra, that's the makar for the Rashba. Because there's risuk that you're doing, and it's not tochein, because it's being done the altar. Meaning the Gra says, hagufa, right? That's the Rashba source. That here they're crushing up food, and the Gemara is hacking around with dinim derabanan. What are you hacking around with dinim derabanan? You have a daraisa issue. Elamai, it's not a daraisa issue. How do they avoid the daraisa issue? So the Chazon Ish, there must be that they're chopping into bigger pieces. Nah, it's the altar. Once you have the altar of the altar, it's fine. The Tosefta about crushing fruits for Zakenim, it says that it's also to do so. That's not a problem because that's only also because it's not being done on the altar. The Fnei Zakenim means that sometime before the meal, but not actually at the meal. So where this comes to a head is the Shaila about mashing bananas. Now, mashing bananas, unless you have like a little baby at home. People typically don't mash bananas other than for a baby, I think. And even nowadays they have baby food, so most often they're not mashing bananas, unless like that 1 year where they had no kosher Pesach baby food. Like everyone's like, ooh, we knew we forgot something, right? They forgot to make all the baby food kosher Pesach. That was a problem. So then everyone was mashing bananas. Everyone was making whatever their homemade baby food. It's not that hard to make. So nowadays everyone has baby food. So where does it really come up that people are mashing something that's like a banana? So I think avocado is much more common than banana, right? Meaning that's what people, I'm not a big avocado person myself, but I think, what do they call it when you have avocado? Guacamole, right? So is that, what? I don't know what guacamole is. Sorry. They say it's a very healthy food, avocado, right? That's how I can tell that my wife makes a salad for me every day for lunch and for herself every day for lunch. I can tell the difference. I always know which one to take because hers is with the avocado, mine is without the avocado. So I'm not a big avocado person. In sushi, it's okay. But okay. Anyway, it's like at the end of the year, you'll be like, what did I learn in Hilchos Shabbos? I know all the food that Rabbi Leibowitz likes and doesn't like. Not a word about Hilchos Shabbos. Okay, so let's get back to the actual Hilchos Shabbos. But remember, no black jelly beans. So so when it comes to mashing a banana, mashing an avocado, so the Chazon Ish says that if a person peels a banana and you're not allowed to mash it up to feed to the kids because that's super tochei. I mean, Chazon Ish says that risuk, that when you really crush something, that's the worst kind of tochein, right? That's where the altar doesn't even help according to the Rashba. That's where even the Rashba is going to tell you the altar is not going to work. It's the worst tochein. And then he says, all the heterim, the Beis Yosef has about crushing enshalada or something, whatever that is. All of the heterim that the Beis Yosef quotes don't work when it comes to mashing a banana. What were the heterim that Beis Yosef had? Number one, the baliatosos, that tochin only applies to silka. Number two, that the rush, that cutting veggies is fine, because that's just the way you eat, and it can't be that there's nisr to cut food. Number three, the rambam, that it's only on the condition that you're planning on cooking, but if you're not planning on cooking, there's no tochin. Number four, the rashba, that lialter is mutter. And number five, that we don't cut it so small, right? Those are the five heterim that Beis Yosef put together to say why you're allowed to cut your inshalda or inshalada or whatever. I don't know what it is, but those are the five heterim that Beis Yosef put together. Says the Chazon Ish, none of those heterim work. First three heterim Shulchan Aruch rejects, because Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to cut vegetables small to eat. Right, so it's not like the Rambam. The Rambam says levashel. Shulchan Aruch says you can eat these vegetables. It's not like the Rush, because it's vegetables and it's cutting. And the Rush said that you're allowed to cut vegetables. It's not not like the Tosfos, and it's only Tzitzilka, because it's talking about any vegetables that you're not allowed to cut. So certainly all three Yetzirim are off the table just from reading the Shulchan Aruch. What about the Rashba's Heter of the Altar? Chazon Hashanah, I just got through telling you that the Rashba's not going to be Matil the Altar if you're going to really pound something, if you're going to really crush it. The Rashba's only Matil the Altar when you cut something into small pieces. But if you're really going to crush something, then there's no Heter of the Altar. And number five, that you don't cut it so small. That's not true when you mash a banana. So all of these things don't apply. V'imkein yesh b'zeh chiyuv chatos. V'ein lan l'hati rak al yideshino b'kosu t'sakino, b'kosu t'kafu mizlo. L'briyus hatino k'ein hashino mazik, she'en kan shino b'totzos hashchika. Says Chaznish, it's a chiyuv d'oraisa, and the only way you're going to be able to get around it is by doing a shinoi. We'll have to discuss shinoi and why that works. And because normally shinoi, what does shinoi normally do for you? Takes nisa d'oraisa and turns it? And then this is Rabban. Somehow Shinoi over here is going to make it Heter Gomer. So we're going to have to talk about why in the world that would be the case. But tell you, the only Heter is going to be if you do it Aliday Shinoi. And he says, and don't tell me, oh, but Nebuch, poor baby. Chaznish, you're coming at me with all these chumras. Hey, you know, why does that have to be on the baby's cheshbon? Says Chaznish, it's not on the baby's cheshbon, it's on the mommy's cheshbon or the daddy's cheshbon. The baby's going to be fine. The baby doesn't care whether you crush his banana with the back of a fork or with the back of a spoon or with your elbow or with whatever. The banana will taste the same to the baby. You'll have a more annoying time crushing the banana. I don't care about you. The baby's going to be fine either way. The totsah is going to be the same. So as Chaznish says, I'm not worried about the baby. Comes along Rav Moshe, Nigros Moshe, or Chaim Chayil Dalet, Simnayin Dalet, Tochen Os Beis, in the law on Tshuva Trave Eider. So he writes that there's no issur of mashing a banana. He says, first of all, the Pasuk like the Rashi, that the altar works. Second of all, even if the Chaznish is right, that there's no het of the altar, the mashing of a banana is for sure allowed, because it's not even tochen. Well, what just happened? Chaznish says, you know, there's softening something, just like making it a little soft, that's not tochen. Then there's chopping into little pieces, that's tochen. And then the Rashba will tell you have a het of the altar. And then there's really mashing something, that's super duper tochen, where you don't even have the het of the altar. Says Rav Moshe, that really, really mashing something, it's not tochen b'chlal. That's nothing. That's a zero. What do you mean it's a zero? How's it a zero? Says Rav Moshe, it's just making a mush. Tochen is when you cut, when they grind wheat, what do you get? You get flour. Flour is particles. It's different pieces. When you, if you mash something and it just becomes a mush that's all connected to each other, that's not tochen. Chaznish thinks that completely crushing something is super tochen. Rav Moshe says making something into a mush is not tochen at all. And Rav Moshe says, I worry about the Tosefta. The Tosefta talks about crushing figs. What happens if you try to crush figs? You'll get also like a goo, right? When you crush figs, it's a mush. It's not going to be a bunch of little pieces. Says Rav Moshe, this is like a little bit difficult. Says Rav Moshe, if you crush dried figs, yeah, they'll all be connected to each other. It will all be connected because there's sticky juices from the figs. But when you look at it, you'll be able to see that it's really different pieces that are just connected to each other through the juices and through the stickiness. But when you crush a banana, you don't see pieces of banana. It's just a mush. It's just a banana in mushy form. So it's not pieces that are connected to each other. So when it's pieces that are connected to each other, that's tochen. When you crush a banana, that's not tochen. I think the contemporary Sfarim associate avocados with bananas. I don't know, is that true? Is an avocado as mushy as a banana? Is an avocado a little more... I guess it depends how hard the avocado is, right? I mean, when you have a harder avocado, it's not as mushy. Whenever my wife writes me a shopping list, it says, by avocado, not too hard, not too soft. No. What do I do now? It's like, yeah.
Not sure that it tastes exactly, but with avocado, even the Chazon Ish would be masking that it's more like cutting the pieces. Like, let's say you make guacamole, there's still a lot of piece, like chunks.
Are there? It doesn't just become one big mush. It probably depends how soft the avocado is. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The post can all assume it's just like a banana. I don't know. I would bet a banana is more of a single mush. No?
Yeah. Avocados. But even if you did end up cutting, like, by putting the spoon into it, it splits the slice into half.
That's is that what happens? Yeah, new guacamole cookies?
There's two types of guacamole. There's, like, thicker and thinner. If you make the thinner one...
But that's a matter of what other ingredients you put in.
No, even with an avocado itself. Yeah, it's how much you work it.
How much you work it. So when you first... But when you first mush, what happens? Does it break up into pieces?
No. You slice the spoon in half, right?
Just gets mushy?
It's more like a banana.
It's like a banana. Banana also gets split in half when you got it, but you know, ultimately, if you mush it really well, it becomes one mush. Okay, so that's what they assume, that it's like a, you know, that they're the same. That's what Rav Moshe writes. Ach mipnei sheyesh ba'agrav was devek hamadbik nidbakim harasisim zelazeh v'af achar shenidbiku nikarin sheyem resisim shenidbiku zelazeh. Even after they're attached, you can see that there are different pieces that are attached. L'cheinu tchina v'cheinu shchikas I have a typo here. Whatever, but you could see when something is connected. Ve'enu kein shchikas bananos. She'ev sh'ali de shchikal asosim resisim. Elu b'kol shchika she'iya lo mispardin l'perurin. Elu shu dover echod kimitchila. It's still a single unit. Elu shenas rachmol, but it's a mushy unit. B'lachus harbe ke'yodua. Ephraim pointed out to me that Rav Rimon points out that the Lashon HaRambam is that tochin is taking a guf echad and turning it into guf marbe, which, you know, sounds very much like Rav Moshe. That so making a mush is not called tochin.
Are you having difficulty with Rav Moshe? How do you delineate between what's considered more like a date and what's considered more like
that's
a
the hard part. Yeah, I don't know.
Every fruit, like a banana, has
natural
juices
that make
juices
it,
that
yeah,
come out.
Yeah, I don't know.
Rambam, when he says that, is describing the toldo of tochin. So, according to the Chazon Ish, it's not a toldo, it's an av.
It's an av, yeah, I hear. Okay. So Chazon Ish said, yeah, I hear. Okay, so this is machlokes of Moshe and Chazon Ish. Then the Chazon Ish says, look, I'm not a fan of mashing bananas, but you could do it al yidei shivur. You could do it with the handle of a knife. But Moshe says, I'm not a fan of the Chazon Ish, but if you accept the Chazon Ish's chumrah, that you're not allowed to mash bananas, then do not accept this kula. You're not allowed to do it with the back of a knife. I mean, Rav Moshe doesn't like that, either part of the Chazon Ish, where the Chazon Ish is machmir, Rav Moshe says you got to be making them, where the Chazon Ish finally says, okay, I'll give you a little bit of a kula, Rav Moshe says, if you can accept what the Chazon Ish says, then there's no way you can just do it with the knife. According to the Chazon Ish, kalachar yad allows you to violate nisr d'oraisa over here. Whereas Rav Moshe would say, no, kalachar yad doesn't allow you to do isurim d'oraisa, it just turns it into a nisr d'rabanan. So you're going to do it with the shino, it's still going to be a nisr d'rabanan. So the question then becomes, okay, so what's the vart in the Chazon Ish, right? Why would a shinoi make it mutter? Why would a shino ever make it mutter? Where did the Chazon Ish get it from? So probably from the Gemara. The Gemara in Kuf Mem Aleph says that if you crush peppers in a strange way with a shino, that it's mutter. So why? Meaning, okay, it's a Gemara. Now the question is not answered, the question is shifted. Instead of it being a kasha on the Chazon Ish, kasha on the Gemara. Why is it that when you crush peppers with a shino, why is that mutter? So Rabbeinu Tam is quoted in Tosos, it quotes the She'iltos, that on Daf Kuf Mem Aleph, it works because you're dealing with Yontif. It's not talking about Shabbos. So as long as with the Shino, it's Mutter, because it's before Lisha, which is Mutter Midaraisa anyway. The whole Isser was only Midarabanan anyway in Yontif, and therefore Shino is going to be good enough. And Tosos says, yeah, but this Gemara appears in Masecha Shabbos. You know, so like, it's hard to make a Mekimta that the whole thing is about Yomtiv. It should have been a Maseches Beitzah if it was really about Yomtiv. So it's hard to accept that. You know, why that would be a din and only in Hilchas Yomtiv. And it certainly wouldn't help the Chazon Ish, right? Meaning if that were the Pshat, that the reason the Gemara says it should works is because it's only a din in Hilchas Yomtiv that it works, but it doesn't work in Hilchas Shabbos, so then the Chazon Ish's application to Hilchas Shabbos would be highly problematic. So Beis Yosef quotes from a Piskei Arid in the Shibali Aleket, in Shin Chathal, that there's a double shinui that you're doing over here. It's a double shinui becomes what's called a shinui gamur. The normal way to crush peppers is to take a stone grinder and crush peppers. Next best way is to use bishel eitz. But here you're using the back of a knife that's made from wood, so it's a double shinui, and that's going to be mutter. You went down two notches from the original way to do it. The original way to do it was a stone grinder. You not only went down to a wooden grinder, you went down to a wooden handle and knife, and that makes it mutter. He says that's a klal in Hilchos Shabbos that we find elsewhere also. You know, why is it that borer biyad is mutter? What is it about doing a biyad that makes it mutter? Because nuf of a kavra is the real chiyuv. Knon and tamchoy is a shinoi, and biyad is a double shinoi. Right, it knocks it down to an additional level, and a double shinoi would make it mutter. Says Eglital, yeah, we learned Bora, that's the way we understood it. Is that why Biyad works? Biyad works because it's a double shinoi? He says, no. If that were true, then there should never be a case where it's going to be us to do a Biyad, even if it's being done not miyad, even if it's being done not lealter. Meaning, if it's a double shiur, you can take something that's a nisr daraisa and turn it into a heter gomer. Then it shouldn't need to be miyad, right? Just to biyad, and it's going to be perfectly fine. So he says, no, biyad by borer is not about shiur. Why is biyad by borer okay? Same reason everything by borer is okay. Because you take all the mitach psalas and you do miyad and you do biyad, that's how people eat. So it's derech achila. So this whole lamdas is difficult. Says the ugly tal. Says, okay, so what's pshar in the Gemara? So back to the Gemara, come from my mouth. Gemara says you're allowed to crush these peppers with the back of a knife. You're not allowed to do things with a shinoy on Shabbos. So answer number one was Rabbi Natan. It's Yantiv, it's not Shabbos. Come on, we're learning Mesechus Shabbos over here. We're not learning Mesechus Yom Tov. So answer number two comes along the Shiltos and the Shibale Elekha, rather the Piskei Arin, that it's a double shinoy. But that's not true. There's no such klal in Hilchos Shabbos called a double shinoy. So says the Aglei Tal, the case was that they were cutting peppers because they were doing it kila achar yad, which was only the Rabbanan, and for Oneg Shabbos, they were matir nisad Rabbanan. Meaning, in a chenami, doing things with the shinoy is nisad Rabbanan. But sometimes the Rabbanan weren't machir nisad Rabbanan. Sometimes Rabbanan b'chei gav, the low gods, that to do something in such a way, for Oneg Shabbos, they were matir nisad Rabbanan. That's a slippery slope. Everything's for Oneg Shabbos, right? Someone just tweeted at me today. Can you use a timer, a chess timer on Shabbos? On the one hand, you're not allowed to measure things. On the other hand, Oneg Shabbos because you enjoy playing chess, right? So everything is Oneg Shabbos. Everything is Oneg. So, but that's how the Aglei Tal understand.
Just going back to that, this guy did. Lefi Rashi, you do have a raya from Borei, because we said that the reason for miyad is in
Darko Bakar. Right.
We said
that right.
Shina, so that's a
Shina. Yeah, so right. If you remember all the details of Borah, then yeah, correct. So why is Kalachi in Lutter? So again, either it's a super Shinoi, or like they tell that they're a matir for Onik Shabbos. So my Nafkamina, whether it's double Shinoi or it's Onik Shabbos, Nafkamina is a case where Kalachi Yad, but with only one Shinoi. Right? What if you have Kalachi Yad, but it's not a double Shinoi? So you might say, well, they were matir kilachriyad when it comes to Oneg Shabbos, when it comes to Tochen for Oneg Shabbos. Or you might say, no, you need a double shinoy. Maybe that's the machlokas chaznish or Ramesha. Ramesha held that mashing bananas is totally mutter. But if it luyitzuyer that you say like the chaznish that this is called Tochen, Ramesha won't give you that ground, right? He's not willing to give in on that. Ramesha thinks turning something into a mush is not Tochen. I know what Tochen looks like, that's not what Tochen, right? Meaning like the blink test, you know, look at that. Is that Tochen? No one would call that Tochen, right? That's Ramesha's not willing to give it. But if you're going to give in to the Chazanish, so will mashing with a spoon help? So says Ramesha, no way. The Gemara on Kuf Memal says Shini works because it's a double Shini. It's a super Shini. Chazanish says, well, mashing the spoon helps. Why? Like the Aglei Tal. That you do one shinoy, it's good enough. It's nisr d'rabbanan, but the rabbanan ramatir b'makom onik Shabbos. So for tochein, the rabbanan ramatir for onik Shabbos. So it could be that that's the nekudas hamachlokas about how to understand that gemara in Kuf Mem Aleph. So this, yeah. Yeah, Rabbi Yisrael has a lot of kavod for the chazanish. As Rav Shachter always likes to say, Rabbi Yisrael was a very big tzaddik. He had a lot of kavod for the chazanish.
I'm just confused a little bit at the end of the for the chazanish. Right. Are there two shinois here? By a banana? It's only one shinoi.
Right, I mean, that's what we're saying. According to the Chazanish, you only need one. According to the Chazanish, he's going to say the Aglei Tal.
Okay, and number two, we're taking this one specific case and saying Oneg Shabbos and applying it now to all Tochen.
Because the Gemara did. I mean, the Gemara applied it to Tochen. So we're saying...
In that instance. Anytime you have a Shiloh Tochen, we can now say, oh yeah, it's Oneg Shabbos.
No, meaning it's not like a Maisa Shahaya, it's that Tochen was Mutum Mishum Onik Shabbos. Tochen Kalachriyad is Mutum Mishum Onik Shabbos. It's a big Kiddush. Why would they only say that by Tochen, not by other things? Right? But yeah, it's a big Kiddush.
You could also say that making, if you were mashing an avocado, so using a mortar and pestle or a masher is totally normal, and then using a fork is one shinoi, and using the back of the fork is a shinoi.
So maybe it's a double shinoi also.
Yeah.
I hear. How do people normally make it? New avocado makers? What do you?
Fork.
Looks like it's not a shinoi. Okay. Right. Yeah. Questions like how many steps that, right? Is a plastic fork different than a metal fork, which is different than a...
Or
you only need one shinui according to the Chazon Ish, and Meshal, you need a double shinui. Now, I wanted to get to slicing vegetables a little bit. Somebody asked me once if you could use a mandolin on Shabbos, and I didn't know what a mandolin was, so I had to Google it. And it's a fancy vegetable slicer that makes it very easy to slice lots of vegetables in a very neat and uniform way without cutting your fingers off. So you can go on YouTube and you can see it in action. So now I know what a mandolin is, but if you only need to spend 10 minutes on YouTube and you'll know what the best mandolin is to get there, also. So what would you say? Are you allowed to use something like that that will cut very thin, uniform slices of a vegetable, or a very tiny uniform slice of a vegetable? But you're not using a knife, you're using something else, right? So everyone's googling, right? So
looks like it's a type of guitar.
What?
Oh,
how do you spell it?
He's in the S.
You need an E at the end. Okay. It looks like a guitar.
It's not a guitar.
No, but try it with the E at the end. It will no longer look like a guitar. Okay, so the shaila is, let's say you take an egg slicer, right? That's something you're familiar with. So it slices the eggs into thin slices, and then you want to make an egg salad, or you want to get a little tiny piece of egg, then you just flip it around, and you do it again, and then you get it in very, very tiny pieces, right? So is that a violation of tochei? So no, what would you tie it with everything you know right now? Asur or
mutter? It's kind of a shinoi, it's like a tier if I do it twice.
So the first thing you have is lialter, right? I mean, if you're going to use it lialter, right?
How does it work?
What?
How does it? You put the vegetable and you just go.
And you slice it down. Yeah, I always wanted one of my inventions that I plan on making one day when I retire. I'm going to invent a challah slicer like that, with like 8 blades. And you just go like that, and it has it. Right? Because it's the most. It's anxiety, right? When you're cutting all it. So just you put the challah in. Enough for everybody. Right, it's a great idea. I don't need royalties, it's okay. Not looking to retire. Okay, so let's talk about this. So there are a number of kulas to take into account. In general, whenever you're looking at tochein, of course, you always have tosos, dafka basilka, shayach tchina, sharof, and is not true. But we don't pass in that way in halacha. You have the Rambam, almanas levashel. Again, we don't pass in that way in halacha. The Ramah, however, does quote the Rashba that something that's being done miyad is going to be considered derech achila, and it's not an iser. Also, it's not so clear how tiny things have to be chopped in order to even enter into tochein. Meaning, before you talk about all the heterim of, is it enough of a shinui? Is it lialter? Those are heterim of tochein. First, you have to discuss, am I even violating tochein? I mean, just like we had Daibore, where we said, first thing you need to know is, do you have a mixture and do you have shnei minim, right? And if you don't have those, then you don't even have a borer situation. Then you could talk about how to do borer. So by tochein also, first thing I need to know is what I'm trying to do even tochein? And then I could figure out the miyad and shinui, whatever. So it's not clear how tiny they have to be. The Arzurua implies that it depends if the girs in the Gemara is parim or paris. Parim would be only very tiny pieces. Paris is even larger pieces. And the Bir Halacha writes that the Rambam and Tosfos hold that it's only for tiny pieces, but we should be machmir for the Shita Seireim, that we don't know the shear of the daklas. We don't know exactly how small it is. So if you make a standard salad right before the Shabbos meal, based on everything we know, it would seem that there should be no problem, right? But it's still, despite Tosos, we quoted Shulchan Aruch says tochein applies to all vegetables. So you make things, again, standard. You make them a little bit larger than you would make them if you wanted to chop them up very, very small. Lemaisa, you could just turn the device only enough for the vegetables to, by and large, be cut into relatively large pieces. And then you'll avoid tochen entirely. I mean, there's no problem using a cutting device. The problem is using a tochen device to do tochen. So if you set up the mandolin with an E in such a way that it cuts your vegetables a little bit larger, so then you've avoided tochen. Again, we don't have exact dimensions, but you could figure out when it's not too small. There's also a machlokas about when a vegetable is cut thin in one dimension but remains larger in the other two dimensions, right? I mean, let's say it's long and wide but very thin. So is that a violation of tochen? Is tochen only teeny tiny pieces or even very thin slices? Rav Moshe in Orachaim Chel Dal Simnayim Dalin and Shlomo Zalman in Milchus Shlomo Chel Gav Simnasad Yal Fosid Gimel and Rav Nissim Karelitz are all makel. Rav Moshe writes Pashut Sharak Lasus Bekadim Lasias Chilta Havi Tochen Basias Mikana Echad Bezo Gimel Mishum Sharak Tchina Kazu Shayechsham Aval Lo Ba'ochlin Dim Lo Kein. You wouldn't be able to cut thin slices of your challah. If not for the heter, vein tochin achar tochin. You wouldn't be able to cut an apple into three or four slices. El pashut sheba ochlin shayich tochin dafka dak kolashon ashulchan aruch b'yarek. That says Rav Moshe, it seems obvious to me, while it may be true that it's different when it comes to reeds and things like that, when it comes to food, tochin is only if the pieces that emerge are tiny. Rav Yashiv is quoted in the Orach HaShabbos in Perek Hei, Ha'ari Yud Beis, and the Ksos HaShulchan and Tzimkuf Chavches also says that cutting thin in any dimension is a problem. And they bring a raya from Rashi and Shabbos Ayin Dalid, that cutting reeds into strands to make a basket is a problem. Now, if you're going to make a decent basket, it can't be tiny little pieces. Obviously, they're strands that you're making a basket out of. So Rav Moshe is aware of that Rashi. Rav Moshe says, yeah, that's not my food, but my food, it's going to be different. So Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Nissim Karel, let's say it's not a good raya, because it all depends on how the cutting compares to the normal way you would cut the item. Wood is normally cut in blocks. So if you cut it in thin slices, like to make a basket, that's a highly, that's a very small way to cut. That's cutting it in a much, much more fine way. And Rav Moshe addresses that directly. Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky is machmir on this issue. He says, Yoser notes the shapir mikri tochein. Dinir, the hadim mikri tochein, b'chituch kadim l'ritzul stakos, haine mishum, shachituch dok, machshirasu l'shimush chadash l'ohoye roi l'kach betchila. When you cut something very small, it makes it usable for something that you couldn't use it for before. Shelchein chashav k'davar tochein, v'alkein mikri tchina. As opposed to if you cut it small and it doesn't make it usable in any new way, and a small piece of brownie and a large piece of brownie are the same, it doesn't matter. A thin slice of cucumber and a thick slice of cucumber are all the same. But he says, carrots, shredded carrots, even though they're strings, that's tochein, because you can't use a shredded carrot, you can't use a regular carrot the way you would use a shredded carrot. What does he mean, you can't use a regular carrot the same way you would use a shredded carrot? You ever have a regular carrot in your salad? It's not easy to eat. Shredded carrots are very easy to eat in your salad. It changes the whole ishtamshus of the carrot. So Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky says, sort of like in between, is cutting into thin slices asr? So Rav Moshe says, has the gomer when it comes to food. And Rav Shlomo Zalman agrees. Rav Eliyashiv and the Ksos HaShulchan, no, it's asr because it's a beferish of Gemara and Rashi with the reeds of the basket. Says Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, it depends. It depends if you're changing it in any, if you're changing its functionality. Now, as far as,
I think to be said that remarkable example of cutting an apple into quarters is a little bit extreme. It's a very thick piece.
I think he's trying to say, what's the gvul? Right? Meaning, what would you call thin and what would you call thin? Like, how do you know? So, elamai, if it, in the other two dimensions it's still big, so then it's not tochen.
Even if you monitor it all else, tochen, don't even show mechatek because it would be marked on all of these, the mandolin, the egg slicer.
Ah, so if you're cutting to a very particular size that you want, so then it could be a problem with mechatek. Yeah. Then it could be a problem with mechatek. Yeah. Yeah, I hear that. Yeah.
I don't know what I'm saying. We've been machalek with slices versus like strands. Is there like a difference? Like, is slices like a, I guess, more like a
meaning, you're saying a strand is only in one dimension that it's big. A slice is big in two dimensions.
Yeah, so
it's right? Yeah, I think Rav Ashi is still the makel. It's not chatichus tak tak. I think Rav Ashi would still
be. Saying that other people makel, as in Rav Yashiv makel, you do a slice.
I don't think so. He's not only talking about shredded carrots, and he's talking about thin slices. Now,
differentiate between like a slice and a dice.
Well, yeah, dicing is into tiny little pieces.
Dicing is considered more docked than a shredded carrot or less
docked. I don't know, how's dicing? How's dicing work? Isn't dicing like
squares, little cubes,
teeny tiny?
Like the Israeli salad.
Yeah, so those are teeny tiny cubes. That's exactly what the Shulchan Aruch says. Chotei chirakos into tiny
shredded
pieces.
Shredded carrots less docked.
I think so, because they're long, right? A couple of inches long. I think so.
According to Shmuel, what food they would put in a salad isn't better off sliced.
You'd
never put a full tomato in a salad.
You could eat a cucumber when it's chopped small. You could eat a cucumber when it's chopped just.
Yeah. No, but you would never put it in a salad like
sure
that.
Sure, you would.
You do put
tomatoes.
Cherry tomatoes. Big, large tomatoes. Someone saying at the table doesn't give you a salad.
No, but I'm saying you don't need it to be chopped, meaning to chop it small enough that it has a new function. I mean, you're saying like if you take a big tomato and you chop it at all, it becomes. But if you're not even making small pieces, then it's not.
No, but you slice the tomato.
You're saying where you first have to get to the point. Yeah, I hear.
Why not?
Okay. The Bir Halacha, just to point out, there's an important Bir Halacha where he discusses the connection to the Malacha of Borer. See, for Borer, it's not enough that the selecting is done for Miyad. It also has to be done biyad, right? So using a regular knife that's used for cutting of all shapes and sizes doesn't change the permissibility of tochein. I mean, that's called biyad because that's just how you cut things. But when you use meaning that's derech achila, when you use a special set of blades which is made for making salads into small pieces, that's where it's going to be a problem of a kliyam yuchad for tochein, where it's not going to be miyad. Either because it turns the action into one which is very similar to real tochein, or that using such a machine or such an item is uvdin dechal, which the Mishnah Berurah quotes. Now, I was thinking, I discussed it by Sefer, what about cutting vegetables for sushi? So what happens when you have vegetables in your sushi? If you were to take out each piece of cucumber from your sushi, right? Are those small enough for it to violate a tochein?
Yes, probably.
Yeah, I think so. Each circle of sushi, you take out those cucumbers, they're tiny, right? But I thought that it's not a violation of tochein if you hold like Rav Moshe. Why? Because how do they make the sushi? They cut long strands of cucumber, which according to Rav Moshe's mutter. Then they wrap it in the rice and the seaweed and everything, and then they chop the the whole roll into whatever 8 pieces, right? So there's never a time where you're left with a piece that's tiny. Meaning, erchinami, the vegetable inside of that roll is tiny, but you didn't cut it into a tiny piece. Meaning, you cut it into large pieces, and then you cut a big roll of sushi into large pieces of sushi, because now it's like it takes on a new shape. Now it's a piece of sushi. It's no longer just a vegetable. So I thought that that's a decent svara to be making. Plus, with sushi, if anyone's making sushi on Shabbos, it's almost always going to be miyat, right? Because you don't want to make sushi and not have it right away. But there's a question, there are other reasons why it may be asked to make sushi on Shabbos, but as far as tochein is concerned, I thought that was a good svara. So again, you have miyad, you have, if you cut into larger than normal pieces, you could always cut the vegetables before Shabbos, and cut the sushi, make the whole sushi before Shabbos. But I thought that was a good svara. Pushback?
So the mandolin is a kliya miyuchad?
I would think so. So you have to do it in a way that's not going to be tochen. The question is going to be mechatech? That's going to be a problem. Right? If you're cutting it to very specific sizes. Yeah.
Is
a Shlomo Zalman.
How small it has to be?
Oh. Rav Shlomo Zalman said that you could swallow it, right? Wasn't that Rav Shlomo Zalman?
As long as you still need to chew it.
Yeah, as long as you still need to chew it. I don't think that's makubal. I think we normally assume like what the Bir Halacha sounds like, what the Beis Yosef sounds like, a little bit bigger than you would normally cut it. So if you normally cut an Israeli salad, duck, so you got to cut it a little bit bigger.
Sometimes you have these like fancy or kiddish ways or shalosh shuvos, and they prepare these like vegetable platters or fruit platters with like egg salad, and they have thinly sliced up or chopped up vegetables more for decoration. Like, realistically, people are not going to take it to eat, but you could take it to eat.
Like a garnish.
Yeah, like just to make it colorful or decoration.
Right.
That'd be a problem. People could take
a
tea, but they probably won't touch it.
It's done before Shabbos. Yeah.
Yeah, but some they have to do that before Shabbos, otherwise the chara would be tochen, even though it's a garnish. You know, but there was a big tumult. I think the Star came in a little while back about garnishing, because they realized that a lot of the fancy caterers, when they were serving like at offers and sheva brachos, they were putting green on top of the chicken and then putting it in the oven. Doing bishul. You know, the chicken was pre-cooked, but they were, you know, they were putting the green. You know, then they didn't put the garnish on before they cooked it. The chicken was all pre-cooked, but then they put the garnish on and they put it in the warmer. So it could be a problem with bishul and the, and those things. So things like mashgiach has to be aware.
Is the minhag olam to be makbid to make the bigger sizes, even if you have miyat, or do people just rely on their amah miyat? I know the Mishnah Berurah says.
I think Mishnah Berurah says even miyad you should make a bigger size. I think that's what people generally do. I think.
What did you eat?
I never cut anything.
What is
she makes normal size salads. She doesn't cut things so small.
It doesn't have to be different than your weekday salad.
No, my weekday salad is plenty big also. Meaning, if you have an Israeli salad, is that, meaning if you look at the piece and it looks like a normal size piece, it's not very tiny.
Was that the size initially kind of bigger than usual?
Bigger than usual for when you're trying to cut small pieces. Meaning, if you're someone who likes to eat salads with big pieces, you don't have to cut it bigger than that. Meaning, it means bigger than what you would normally chop something to when you're chopping it finely. But I don't think it means bigger than you normally make it. Okay, we're gonna stop tochen over there. Next step, as if I'm on Sunday, if I make it back from Chicago, then the next step is going to be to get into medicine, because that's the rabbanon of tochen. So that will be up next. We'll have an opportunity to talk about Gzeiros Rabbanan and Malachas Rabbanan and other little bit of things.